Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's my song right there, Ugly Kid Joe, back with you to wrap things up on a Monday evening, Larry Bluestein, Dan Day. Love it. Love that song, man. Awesome. Thanks so much to David Vidal and Corey Bender in our last segment. There we are. Sunny weather. There you go. Wow. And it kicks in, and I even remember it. for joining us in our last segment, we wrap things up with a look at the U. University of Miami, 7-1, having a tremendous year. Obviously, tough games, but we knew that. We knew that all these games would be tough down the stretch, especially ACC. Stephen Adams covers the Hurricanes for Canes Insight, and he's always kind enough to join us, and he's kind enough on this Monday night. Stephen, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely, Larry. What's going on?
Well, watching the Hurricanes and watching, you know, what's going on. And obviously, this has been a year where the ball's bouncing right for them. They have, you know, a bunch of kids out of the game last week for depth-wise. They still come away with a win. I mean, there's a lot to like, but obviously there's a lot of cautious optimism because a lot of this can go away just as fast as it came. You're going to lose 4, 5, 6, 7 playmakers at the end of this year if they choose to go, and I'm sure most of them will. Trying to build depth is what Miami's doing. This 21 class is going to do that. Take a look at the season so far, what you like, what you think that there needs to be work done on. I mean, can't complain about 7-1, but you have to also understand that, you know, that if you want to build a program, this has got to be a consistent thing. It's got to be a 7-1 start almost every year, or there's disappointment.
Yeah, and they're certainly learning how to win and slowly building up that that way that they've been doing so far this whole season. Is just you just compare it to last year, that those maturity problems and just not able to get over the hump and losing games that they should easily win against teams like FIU, Louisiana Tech. So now when they're winning these close games and they're making those necessary plays to win in close games like they have been, I think it's a step up, and I think it says a lot about you know, what Manny Diaz is doing here as a program. And you know, early in the season, the first four wins, they had won by double digits, so they weren't really tested in this fourth quarter. And you've seen the past 3 weeks, they've been able to pull out 3 straight close wins just by making those clutch plays in the fourth quarter. And I think it tells you a lot about your team. And I think it gives Manny Diaz and the rest of the staff a lot more confidence that they can, you know, have trust in these kids to pull out close games, maybe when everything's not going right for them.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, you look to a lot of those younger players to get some experience. And it's, you know, in past years, they may have built a lead early on and got a lot of those kids in there. This year, they've had to use the core. And especially with whatever it is, whether it's COVID or whatever list that these kids are making, do you get to a point, and I posed this to Alex Donnell last week when we were doing something, and I said, when is a time where you start having to answer why there's so many kids on that not playing list? I mean, what is that? I mean, it's, and especially a team that needs the depth like Miami.
Yes, I mean, it's certainly tough, and there's a million different factors that go into, you know, how you end up getting COVID and how it's spread and the certain protocols that they have as a team. They've been great in terms of keeping the count low, and they've really had no issues up until this point. And that's all the way going back to March and over the summer and through fall camp. They've actually been commended for how well they've done by a lot of people out there. So it's unfortunate that it keeps growing and it keeps going up, and that's kind of why they're at this point right now. You would hope to see it at some point. It starts to drop off, and I think that was the hope after the this is the third straight week they've increased those numbers. Last week there was some optimism that maybe they get those numbers back down, but again we saw three key starters out against Virginia Tech and a host of other top backups out against the Hokies. So it's tough. There's always a fine line, and you just hope to see that those numbers start dropping.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to have Campbell and Rivers, if nothing else, for some depth, rather than being on some COVID list and back in Coral Gables, especially when you're building and you need. I mean, because let's face it, I mean, all the teams, and we've said this over and over, Stefan, I think that all these teams are kind of comparable, I would think. You know, the Virginias and the Virginia Techs and Miamis and NC States, everybody's kind of like interchangeable. I mean, you're like 4 or 5 points either way. So while you're in that, you need every advantage as you can get. Talk about advantage. De'Ara King is just, I mean, if you ever sat there and bragged and pointed out all the great things about somebody and they ever came true, this is one guy it's all coming true with.
Yeah, I mean, he's really done pretty much everything they've asked of him, and he's done it at a high level for most of the time. He's been working with a tough O-line. I mean, they've been one of the worst offensive lines in terms of sacks given up this year, and that's with his running ability. So that just kind of tells you where this offensive line is at. And, of course, offensive line has had problems for a long time. But with King, two weeks ago against NC State, you saw what he could really do if given that time and opportunity, and the receivers are clicking and that chemistry is starting to blossom. It's why he's right in the thick of the Heisman race right now, and he can get it done through the air with his deep ball, making plays with his legs on the ground, and with his leadership, and making sure that Miami is doing what they're supposed to do throughout the week and not getting distracted, not losing focus, and coming to the game prepared and ready to win. And that just gives everybody around him so much more confidence to go out and make the right choices off the field and on the field to play the best of their abilities. And, he just raises the entire team up. And I think that's what he's really shown. And now this past 2 weeks, he's had the opportunity to show that clutch gene a little bit, make plays in the fourth quarter.
Sure.
And he's passed that test as well.
As we're speaking with Stefan Adams, Kane's Insight, another big thing, too, is you're getting productivity from those guys that people called out a couple of weeks ago, Pope, Harley, guys like that who needed to step up, guys who've been in that room for a long time, been on that team, kids look up to them, they're finally getting that, they're finally getting it done, and it's about time.
Yeah, and those guys you mentioned, those receivers, that was really honestly my thought of what was really holding this offense back the most is that receiver play. And you've really started seeing it pick up these past 3 weeks. Not quite as explosive game this week versus Virginia Tech as they had last week versus NC State, but it's tough to top those numbers they're putting up against the Wolfpack 2 weeks ago. You saw a little bit more drops this week, but again, they made a lot of big plays towards the end of the game and a lot of big catches. Of course, you saw Pope with the game-winning touchdown catch and run, and D. Wiggins had over 100 yards in this one, and Mike Harley continuing that consistency. Always, you can get it done in the short game with those quick slants, quick curls, and he also has that speed to beat you deep. So it's a really if they can continue this this production, it really sets up talent-wise to be a very good wide receiver group. But we've always just had questions with that consistency. So it's solid right now. You like to see that it's been doing well these past three games, and you just want to see it continue ending the season.
Now, they were talking about the last three games are going to be altered. Did you find out how they're going to be altered, how this is going to work?
Yes. So they moved all the games, the last three games. Miami's going to be off the next 2 weeks,
okay.
And they're going to end up playing their last three games in December. So December 5th is Wake Forest, December 12th is North Carolina, and December 19th is Georgia Tech. And, you know, December 12th and December 19th were supposed to be just the end of the season. So they're just kind of extending the season out a little bit more so that Miami can play those games. So it's a little bit interesting, of course, but, you know, these are the type of things that you have to work with, given the situation we're all in, and not even just the football world, but everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Stefano, everybody wants to read all about what you're writing and all your tweets. Give them an avenue to get there.
Absolutely. You guys can find us on CanesInsight.com or at CanesInsight on Twitter. You know, always covering the team, recruiting, and, of course, the message board is always popping. So just go ahead and check us out at Canes Insight. We'd love to have you join the conversation.
Good stuff, man. Thanks so much. Stay safe. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, Larry. Take care, my man.
Good job. Well, that's going to wrap it up for a Monday evening. Dan Day, as always, thanks so much for what you do. AutoNation, thank you so much for what you do. And youhealthsportsmedicine.com, exactly, powering us through all this. And don't forget, we're back with you every Monday night, 6 to 8. Same channels, same information, lot of guests. And you can go and listen to the replay. WQAM.com, on demand at the top of the page. Scroll down, and there we are. Thanks so much. Have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.